We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo, with the aid of the Princess Ilana, managed to persuade the great Kublai Khan to give orders that the wedding of King Tenten and Benedetta Corsini was to be postponed. Eventually, Marco Polo and Toktai received permission to pursue the messenger who was on his way to King Tenten. They went together to the foot of the mountain, where they intercepted the messenger. There was a brief struggle, and the messenger fell to the ground, striking his head on a sharp stone. Toktai was horrified at this occurrence, as the Khan had sworn that Marco Polo would die if any harm came to the messenger. Marco Polo and Toktai took the unconscious messenger to the home of Kinsai, the daughter of the robber chief. A physician was summoned, and then Kinsai told Marco Polo that in the opinion of the physician, the messenger would not live through the night.
Tell the physician that the messenger must live. Do you not realize, Kinsai, that my life depends on him?
Marco Polo, if you are in danger, you must leave here. I would give my life to protect you.
Oh, I know that, Kinsai.
Marco Polo, you are my friend, but my duty lies plain before me. I am in the service of the great Khan, and by his orders, if the messenger dies, then you are to die.
Would you slay me, Toktai?
No, I would not slay you. But if the messenger dies, it will be my duty to take you before Kublai Khan.
I know it. If the messenger dies, I will willingly go before Kublai Khan. But now I must press on to the city of Zaitun, and I will take Kinsai with me.
Are we to be married, Marco Polo?
Kinsai, you have been very kind to me, but I do not think I would make you a suitable husband. I am going to take you to Zaitun, where there is a chance that you may marry a king.
To me, Marco Polo is a king amongst men.
Oh, bear with me, Kinsai. When we are on our journey, I will explain all to you. I desire you to search your heart. Now, do you really love me?
I think I do.
Oh, you are not sure. Let me tell you that I am not the type who makes a good husband. I am a traveler, a roamer, and I would seldom be home.
Why do you speak to me thus, Marco? Are you not willing to marry me?
Well, I have told you that I have your happiness at stake. I will tell the whole truth, Kinsai, but not now. We will speak of it when we are on our journey.
Marco Polo, I do not know whether I should allow you to leave here until I am sure whether the messenger is to live or to die.
I beg of you to allow me to go, Toktai. I will go no further than the city of Zaitun. You can follow me there. I will be waiting. If the messenger dies, I will go before Kublai Khan.
Kublai Khan is soon to join to Zaitun. If the messenger dies, you will wait here for Kublai Khan, and I will guard you.
It is well. I give you my promise.
The physician who is tending the messenger, the cleverest amongst our people, he will do all in his power to save man's life.
I will speak with this physician. Then we will start on our journey, Kinsai. If the messenger lives, I may find happiness. If he dies, I must be prepared to face death. Come now. Lead me to the physician. I must talk with him. I will see you before we leave, Toktai.
Marco Polo had a long and earnest conversation with the physician who was tending the stricken messenger, and Marco promised the man great riches if he could save the messenger's life. An hour later, Marco Polo and Kinsai started on their journey to the city of Zaitun. They were accompanied by some attendants in the stronghold of Kinsai's father, and they made slow but steady progress across the desert. By day, they traveled under the blazing sun. By night, they camped near some cool and beautiful oasis. And so they journeyed on until they reached the city of Zaitun. On arrival there, Marco Polo made his way to the palace of King Tenten. Then he bade his attendants wait while he went for the king.
O great and mighty King Tenten, I have performed the task you gave me. Now I have returned to give an account of what I have done.
My eyes are glad to look upon you, Marco Polo. But what of my other messenger?
I was not aware that you had sent another messenger to the great Khan until I arrived in Pekin.
I thought it safer to send two messengers. What news have you for me?
I spoke with the great Khan, and the great Khan himself is coming to Zaitun to witness your marriage.
So, this is indeed news. But what of my other messenger?
He is to accompany the great Khan on his journey.
I take it then that the great Khan approves of my forthcoming marriage?
Well, he did not express an opinion. He seemed surprised to think that you should marry a woman who is not of your own race. He says he will speak of the matter when he sees you.
When will the great Khan arrive here?
It will be another 20 days before he reaches here.
Another 20 days? I've already postponed my wedding once.
You could not insult the great Khan by having the wedding before he arrives. He is making this journey that he might be present at the ceremony of the great King Pathan.
True, true. I will not put any insult upon Kublai Khan. I must give the matter much thought. You've done well, Marco Polo. I am grateful that you have brought me this message.
I am thinking of marriage myself, O mighty king.
They say that many women have loved you, Marco Polo. And they say you have 4 wives in Venice.
Of all the women who have loved me, there is none more beautiful than Kinsai. I have traveled in many places, O mighty king. I have seen many women, but Kinsai is the most beautiful of all. Her eyes are sparkling pools of sheer beauty. Her lips are redder than the reddest rose.
Is she more beautiful than Benedetta Corsini?
Oh, how should I know, most mighty king? I have never set eyes upon Benedetta Corsini.
Ah, I had forgotten that.
I can only say that there is no more beautiful woman in the world than Kinsai. Her father is a famous chieftain in the service of Kublai Khan. And I know that Benedetta Corsini could not be as beautiful as Almighty King has.
I thought that Benedetta Corsini was the most beautiful woman in the world. I'd like to set eyes upon this woman, Kinsai.
Her face is veiled, O mighty king.
I know it. But you are not of our race. You need not observe our customs.
So be it, O king. Should you desire to feast your eyes upon the face of Kinsai, who am I to deny you?
I will speak of this matter later. I'm puzzled and worried. I know not why the great Khan desires me to postpone my wedding. Leave me, Marco Polo. I will be alone. Speak with me on the morrow, and maybe I will look upon your promised bride.
I will be honored, Your Majesty. I go now. My father is eagerly awaiting to greet me.
Marco Polo hastily went to his father's apartment, and there father and son greeted each other. Marco waited until nightfall. Then he made his way across the courtyard beneath the balcony to Benedetta Corsini. The lady was on the balcony, and Marco Polo hastily scaled the creepers till he stood beside the woman he loved.
Marco, at last you've returned.
Benedetta, did you not have faith in me? Did you not know that I would return? Even if I had to cross fire and water to be by your side.
Come quickly into the room and tell me what you've done. Follow me.
Oh, Benedetta, let me take you in my arms.
Oh, Marco, I love you. I've thought of you all the while.
And I have thought of you. There is a chance, a slender chance, that I may be able to marry you.
Stand near the door so that we can hear if anyone approaches. We're in such danger, Marco Polo.
To win your love, I would face any danger. Now hearken to me. You must tell King Pentan that the beauty of women of our race fades very quickly, and that if you are unhappy, you will quickly grow ugly. Tell him that you are willing to marry him, but warn him that your beauty will soon fade.
Will my beauty soon fade?
Oh, for me it will never fade, Benedetta. But you must obey my orders. I have brought a beautiful Eastern woman to find Zaitun, and I desire King Pentan to fall in love with her. But first he must be cured of his love for you.
You wish me to speak against myself?
Yes. Say that you are bad-tempered. Say that ill temper runs in your family, and that your mother used to hurl pots and pans at your father.
Should I say such a thing about my mother?
Oh, you must. Our lives, our happiness depends upon it.
I will do it, Marco Polo. Where did you find this beautiful woman whom you brought to Zaitun?
She is the daughter of a robbed chief.
Is she in love with you?
Oh, I know not.
My servants gossip much, Marco Polo. They tell me that many women have loved you.
Oh, what matters that, Benedetta? I love but one woman, and you are that woman.
Oh, will we ever escape from here? Will we ever find happiness?
Hear me. I have traveled over this vast empire belonging to the great Kublai Khan. I have seen many strange and wonderful sights. I have had many strange adventures. But if I escape from here, my days of roaming are over. We will live in my beloved Venice, and we will find happiness together. That is my dream, Benedetta.
A wondrous dream, Marco Polo. God grant it may come true.
Hark, someone approaches.
Go quickly. You must not be found here.
I will return tomorrow. Remember what I told you.
Go. Hide upon the balcony.
I go, my loved one, but I will return.
Ah, oh, Benedetta, my beloved, I have news for you.
News for me, Your Majesty?
The great Khan himself is to honor us by coming to Zaitun in honor of our marriage.
Am I to see the Great Khan?
You are. He has asked that our marriage be postponed until he arrives here. I dare not refuse, Benedetta.
Why have you set your heart on marrying me, Your Majesty?
Because I love you.
Think you that I am beautiful?
My eyes do not lie to me. They tell me of your beauty.
In the women of my race, beauty fades quickly. I am but 21 years of age now. But when I'm 30, I shall be fat and old. My mother is one of the fattest women in Genoa.
Oh.
Yes, and I have such a bad temper, too. I think I inherit it from my mother. Many times has she driven my father out of the house, hurling pots and pans at him.
Oh, that is strange, Benedetta. You do not look as if you had become fat and ugly. But as my wife, I am sure you will never handle pots and pans.
I know myself so well. I do not think I can make you happy.
I think that you will make me happy, Benedetta. I came here to tell you that we will have a big marriage ceremony when Kublai Khan arrives. But we shall not await his arrival. We shall be quietly and secretly married tomorrow.